The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. After Jesus left the synagogue, he entered the house of Simon. Simon's mother-in-law was afflicted with a severe fever, and they interceded with him about her. He stood over her, rebuked the fever, and it left her. She got up immediately and waited on them. At sunset, all who had people sick with various diseases brought them to him. He laid his hands on each of them and cured them. And demons also came out from many, shouting, "You are the Son of God." But he rebuked them and did not allow them to speak, because they knew that he was the Christ. At daybreak, Jesus left and went to a deserted place. The crowds went looking for him, and when they came to him, they tried to prevent him from leaving them. But he said to them, "To the other towns also I must proclaim the good news of the kingdom of God, because for this purpose I have been sent." And he was preaching in the synagogues of Judea. The Gospel of the Lord. Good afternoon, brothers and sisters. Welcome back now, everybody. This Gospel takes place in Capernaum. And here in Capernaum, Jesus' reception is the diametric opposite of his reception when he was in Nazareth. Do you remember how Jesus was received when he went to his hometown of Nazareth and he preached in his own hometown synagogue, got up and delivered the sermon? How the people grew enraged and in fury with Jesus, and they tried to throw him off of a cliff, ran him out of town on a rail. Here in Capernaum, diametric opposite. They're begging Jesus not to leave their city. Now notice, neither success nor scorn drives Jesus' actions. He's concerned with one thing and one thing only: doing the will of his heavenly Father. And so he says, "I have to leave you." He's interested in doing the will of his heavenly Father. And so too must you and I. And so here's my little point this morning. Sometimes doing the right thing, sometimes doing God's will, means telling people no. Now, all of us are limited. We're limited in our time, we're limited in our money, and heaven knows we're limited in our energy. And yet, in spite of our limitations, we have this idea in our heads that we're always supposed to say yes to everyone, every time they ask anything of us, because certainly that's what Jesus would do. So here's the question for the day. Does Jesus ever say no? And the answer is yes. He certainly does. In Gerasa, where he delivered a man from demonic possession, and the man says, "Let me come and follow you wherever you go," Jesus says no. Go back to your family. Go back to your wife and your children. When James and John come to Jesus and say, "When you come into your heavenly kingdom, please let us sit, one at your right and the other at your left in glory," and Jesus says, "No, that's not mine to give." Or in the Garden of Gethsemane, where Peter wants to defend Jesus at the point of a sword and slices off the ear of the servant of the high priest, Jesus says, "No, put your sword in your sheath. Those who live by the sword will perish by the sword." And here in Capernaum, where they begged him to stay and remain with them, and he says, "No. To the other towns also, I must proclaim the good news of the kingdom of God." Now understand, there's a lot of times we say no when Jesus would say yes. I'm not trying to say that. Jesus has God's own agape, his unstinting spirit of complete self-giving, the spirit which enlivened the lives of the saints. We need to learn a lot from Jesus' generosity in saying yes, but that's not the point that I'm trying to make today. The point that I'm trying to make today is that there are times in which being Christ-like means telling people no. When are those times? Well, I can think of two. Here's the first. The first time Jesus would say no to someone is when saying yes to them would mean saying no to a higher and a deeper commitment. So once upon a time, I know the story of a priest. He was walking through the hospital, and he had a list of time-sensitive emergency visits to make at far-flung points in this very large hospital. And as he was swiftly walking down the hall, one man in a room caught sight of him and saw his Roman collar. Called out. "Are you a Catholic priest?" he asked. The priest says, "Yes, I'm a Catholic priest." He said, "Well, come on in here, I want to talk." And the priest said, "No. I've got a list of emergencies. I've got to go see these people, and you know, time's a ticking." And the man said, "You're a lousy priest and a lousy Christian." And even though that might have been true, he certainly was not that at that moment. He was doing exactly what God wanted him to do. Just like Jesus. You know, even Jesus could only be in one place at one time. And he was not chaplain to the city of Capernaum. He owed his time to all the people in all the towns of Israel. And so he said no. That's the first time in which Jesus would say no. Here's the second. It's when saying yes to somebody would do them no good favors. So a man walks up to Jesus once and he says, "Teacher, tell my brother to share his inheritance with me." And Jesus said, "No. Who appointed me as your judge and arbitrator?" In other words, there are sometimes when you have to fight your own fights. Why? Because struggle makes us strong, that's why. You know, sometimes we'll go to God and he'll say, "God, please deliver me from this struggle." And sometimes he will. But sometimes he says no. Why? Because we need to be made strong. Any parent who loves their child wants to watch them grow up strong and healthy. God, the Heavenly Father, is no different. And in the house of Martha and Mary and Lazarus, you know the famous story? Martha turns to Jesus and he says, "Teacher, tell my sister to help me with the serving." And Jesus says, "No. Mary's chosen the better part, and it will not be taken from her." In other words, Martha, you ought to come sit right by her side. I'm not going to rip her up from what's best for her. What's best for her is also best for you. And so sometimes, you know, people will ask us to say yes. And we'll feel tremendous pressure, and it's very humiliating to have to admit your limitations. But I hope you find it something of a comfort to know that there's strong scriptural basis to know that the answer that you're supposed to give people is not always yes. Whenever Jesus says yes, he says yes in perfect love. And whenever Jesus says no, he says no in perfect love. And whether for the yes or for the no, he's always trying to do the will of his Heavenly Father. And so too should we. So here's just a little tiny reminder for you. That if saying no is good enough for Jesus, sometimes that's good enough for you too. Amen.